It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by the amazing Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey, open every day with so many flavors. They posted a few flavors. Sometimes they just make these flavors, and you got to get them because they're not always there all the time.
Right, yeah.
They had something about, I'm trying to remember, it was a gelato with shaved almonds on it and chocolate. Then they had like this mint with, I think, Oreos in it.
Yes.
I mean, you have to like them on Facebook so you can see these special flavors along with everything else that they have all the time anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You're always surprised when you go in there. And there's the favorites, like Pug Passion. But, oh my gosh, then last week we got some sort of chocolate that had cherries in it.
And that was the chocolata.
Yes. And then there was one that was like had marshmallows and chocolate. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
Yeah, Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey. What do you think of that, Steve?
Lots of creativity, it sounds like.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're always creative with Flugelhorn Friday. So, Sonny wrote down the theme, the clue that you had yesterday. So, what's that again?
Yeah, to be entirely righteous, right?
To be entirely righteous. That is correct.
Okay.
And this is a tough one. I got to say, I don't know if Mike Dow would agree with me, but I think this is going to be a rather tough one. It certainly fits into the category. You would never think of this song including a flugelhorn. With that said, there is a wicked saxophone solo within the song.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let me play this. It's not the saxophone solo, but let me play a snippet from the song and see if you can ID it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy. I got nothing. What about you, Sonny?
I don't. No. Mm. I'm going to need more clues.
Yeah.
Okay, let me play it for you again. Maybe it'll trigger something, and then I got some clues for you.
Oh, boy, I almost want to say, I'm still not much going on in the head right now.
Yeah. So I don't do this on purpose, but this is the third week in a row, 1982.
Okay.
I don't know why that happened. So 1982 could be an osteoporosis situation.
Okay.
Could be an osteoporosis situation. And I'll give you a little more leeway, a little more guidance here. This next hint is directed toward the artist's name. To be entirely righteous. So you guys think about that in the meantime.
Okay. And then it threw me. Said there was and I would think, oh, that's easy. There's a saxophone part in it, but I'm like blank.
Can I add one more hint for Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Paul would know this because he has a country music background. This artist has a lot in common with Mel Tillis, at least for this song.
Yes, he does.
And
also, this song did not hit the Hot 100, but it became a classic.
Oh, gee whiz. Yeah. So it wasn't even in the top 100. Wow. You know, if I had more time, I'd love to sit down. Mm-hmm. But this radio thing, this live thing,
I think it's time for the big reveal.
Sonny, go ahead, Sonny.
Well, thanks to Google, I never would have gotten it. Mike would have, but Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers, right?
Oh, you got it.
And the stutter.
Yeah. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. Yes.
Good one. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I was thinking of Bones. You said osteoporosis, and I'm running through all the songs in my head, and then I did take a quick scan of the top 100. I'm like, nothing's making sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so George's last name, of course, is Thorough, Good, Entirely Righteous. And for those of you that don't know, Mel Tillis had a stuttering problem.
Yeah.
And
okay.
In that song, there's a lot of stuttering going on.
Wow. I love the hints. They're so good.
Well, they didn't help me at all today, but very nice. Well, that's always so much fun. And a big thanks to Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey.